How have you not seen this? Welcome back to the podcast. As always, it's me, your host, Dustin Meadows. Today I'm joined by my co-host, Justin Golak.
Hey, how's it going?
And Dan King.
Yeah, hey, hi.
And today we watched Predator, 87 action flick directed by John McTiernan, who of course will go on to do the first and third Die Hards, the best ones really, Last Action Hero, a couple others. Amazing action movie, one of my favorite action movies, one of my favorite movies of all time. So, Dan, how have you not seen this?
I don't know. It's been on my list for a while, and I don't think it's on Netflix. Is that correct?
I think that's fair. Yeah.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, and if it's not on Netflix and it's a classic movie, then I probably haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of other movies on Netflix that I've been meaning to watch. But the thing is that I kind of, like, know, just because it's Predator, like,
yeah.
I knew coming in, we were talking about it beforehand, like, I thought this took place on an alien planet, first of all. And I was very wrong in there.
Okay.
But I know how, like, the Predator, you know, works, because I think I've seen Alien versus Predator.
Yeah.
I've seen one of them, so I know, like, the basic concept, but...
Okay. Cool. So that being said, what did you actually think of the movie?
It was pretty good. It was... See, I really like these, like, 80s action flicks in general are not, like, usually my forte. It reminded me a lot of, like, Rambo, where it was just, like...
Okay.
The first, like, 45 minutes were, like, a lot of exposition, and then it just, it's, like, a hard left turn from, like, all dialogue to maybe four lines of dialogue in, like, the last half.
That's true.
And, yeah.
So. Cool, that's fair. This kind of thing is right up me and Justin's alley.
We did, we watched, is this coming out after the,
watched this, Aliens? This will be after the Aliens podcast.
So, yeah, we watched Aliens, which I had not seen. I'd seen Alien, and I'd seen both Alien vs. Predators, but I never saw Aliens, so... Yeah, I love this movie. I love pretty much everything in the Predator universe except for Alien vs. Predator 1.
Yeah, yeah.
I like Predator 2 and Predators and Alien vs. Predator...
Requiem. Yeah. Predators actually does take place on an alien planet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Does that have Schwarzenegger in it, too?
No, only the first one does. Predator 2 has Danny Glover as the main guy. Predators is more of an ensemble, but it's really the Adrian Brody show.
Yeah.
but he's so good as an action hero. Like,
isn't it weird? Like how the franchise turned from Schwarzenegger to then Danny Glover and Adrian Brody.
Like it went so bizarre because like Danny Glover is great, like in the Lethal Weapon movies, but you definitely don't picture him. And then he fucking fights a predator at the end of Predator 2, and the whole time you're like, how? He's too old for this shit. How is Danny Glover fighting a predator? Arnold Schwarzenegger got his ass whipped by a predator, and you don't see Arnold get beat up in movies very often, if at all.
No.
Which is surprising. And then you have Adrian Brody, who was Anderson guy and the fucking pianist, but then he bulks up and is so fucking badass.
Is he, like, super ripped in that movie?
He's so cut.
He's pretty diesel.
He is ridiculous.
It's pretty crazy.
Like, he does the gruff, like, Batman voice almost. Like, Predator's so badass. Like, I would happily watch Predators.
I feel like that was, is that, like, more, because I feel like, as far as action movies go, like, something like Inception or something, or like the Bourne movies, like my alley, where it's like some more plot to it, I guess. I don't know.
Predators is really good. Like,
more sci-fi.
Yeah, definitely more
but,
sci-fi.
It's more similar to Predator.
Yeah,
like the one you just watched, because the alien planet's kind of jungly.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a jungle alien planet that exists.
That's probably why
it's a jungle on Earth.
Yeah. Right, that's probably why the Predator... Because it's supposed to be the Predator's planet?
Yeah.
Or do they just to say it's like their hunting planet?
Well, I think it's either their planet or their hunting planet.
Basically,
like
in Predators, they steal humans and then ship them to this planet to hunt them.
Yeah, it's basically...
It's for like the 1%er Predators.
Yeah.
It's like their quail hunt.
It's like Most Dangerous Game, but with aliens. And I fucking love Most Dangerous
Game.
That's my favorite trope is hunting people.
Sure.
Like, I fucking love that. Like...
Hard Target?
Yeah, Hard Target, fucking great. Like, it's why I like The Hunger Games, even though the first movie I was pretty mad on. Like, sure. People fucking hunting and killing each other, I'm so on board with this. Running Man, same thing. Mm-hmm. Although, I also just love Schwarzenegger movies.
Yeah, see, that's why I feel like there are so many questions I feel like I have after this, because it's like, I didn't know if, like, why the Predator came to Earth. It just, like, crash-landed there, right? Unless I missed
something. No, it was intentional. Like, in the very beginning, like, there's that very brief scene, like, during the opening credits, where, like, you see a ship shoot off.
Sure.
No, he was there on purpose.
I was like, I didn't know if that was like a miss, like, and then they like came upon like the crash site, and then I thought that was gonna be like the alien crash site, and I was like, all right, here comes Predator, and then it was like, nope, there's like this whole subplot with like the gorillas, like fighters, and then I was like, all right, now here he comes, and then they got the girl that comes in, and I was like, all right, now here comes Predator, and it's like 15 minutes after that.
Yeah, I like the Predator is, it's like just kind of happenstance, like they go in on this black op, and then. Oh, we just happened in here while a predator is on a hunting vacation on Earth.
Yeah, that's what I think is kind of weird about the movie. I think even in its time, but especially if you'd not seen it, because nothing's ever been like it before or after, really, where it's like, it's the aliens coming to our planet, but it's not coming to, like, take over the planet or steal resources. It's just coming for a weekend to get some human trophies and then move on. It's pretty much, it's kind of like, I mean, it seems like the kind of allegory they're doing. It's like kind of like us, but it's more advanced, at least predator-wise.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like predatory. Trying to use the verb, but it's a noun also. But, you know, like, so it hunts us. And if you know, if in Predator 2, when they go to the Predator's, like, little lair trophy room, it has, like, an alien from Alien Skull, the big long skull, so it makes it seem like... This is kind of thing. He goes from planet to planet.
Yeah, like,
and kills, like, jets around.
Kills different species.
Yeah, and
kills shit and collects parts of their body.
Yeah, like just the trophy thing.
I think that's kind of like cool, but I could see it being confusing.
Yeah,
if
so that's
other,
the thing that I didn't
if
know.
If you watch
that.
Other alien movies, it's always like take over the planet, resource.
Right.
Like there's some grand scheme. It's
right.
never just like. Just
see, yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, all right, what's his plan here? Like he's gonna kill these people, and then it's just like, bam,
just to hunt.
Yeah.
Just Mortal Kombat, a dude's fucking spinal cord out for a trophy.
See, that's the thing, is that I felt like I was sitting here, like, waiting for, like, some big, like, plot twist to happen, and then it just, like, people just kept dying left and right, and then it was just like...
That's actually a thing that I love about this movie, too, is, like, a lot of science fiction, especially, like, modern stuff, explains the shit out of everything.
Right.
Like, to the point of, like, spoon-feeding and just insulting your intelligence, whereas this one, like, we don't really get an explanation.
Yeah.
We, like, I mean... Like, all my knowledge is gained from, like, seeing movies after the fact and, like, reading, like, fucking the comics and stuff. Mm. But, like, yeah, just based on this movie alone, like, this guy go, like, he's hunting people on Earth. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, no big twist, no big reveal, nothing. But I fucking love that about this movie.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I can get behind that. I think I like it more now that I'm, like, letting it stew for a little while and like, realizing what I just watched. Because, like, that's why I really love Looper, because it's like it's very simple and like it's like it doesn't matter, like the details don't matter. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
It is the most simplistic like time travel movie in terms of like they don't really try to worry too much about like the time travel science, which is made up science anyways. It's just like it's just like it is what concerns you they go over, and then it's like, all right, let's do the thing now.
Okay.
Well, and they even I love it, like they have that throwaway moment where like Bruce Willis addresses it very briefly. It was like, look, if you think about it too hard, you're gonna hurt your head. Just Rian Johnson, the director, saying, like, look, just shut up and just fucking have fun because this movie's awesome. And I am so on board with that.
Yeah.
Looper was good.
Okay.
Some of the other things to hit on, this fucking cast, like just the action cast, like it's obviously the Schwarzenegger show, but like all of those characters are really cool, especially Blaine, Jesse Ventura's character, who like with the fucking minigun,
sexual Tyrannosaurus.
Oh my god, yes, let's
like the
let's
best,
talk
that's like
about
the best
the
line in movie history.
I was watching, I forgot, right before he says that line, calls everyone in the helicopter a bunch of faggots.
Right!
Yeah. Dropped a hard F. hard F.
Which is...
That was back when Eddie Murphy Delirious came out. That was the big, you could lead off a film or a stand-up with all faggot stuff, and no one blinked. It was a different time.
It was a different time.
Dude, that helicopter scene is just broing out to the extreme.
Yeah, the helicopter scene is so good. And, like, you're getting the sensibility for all those characters, too.
Yeah, I did love the guy who kept making the shitty pussy jokes.
Yes, yes.
He was the first one to die.
Yeah.
Well, like, he's the tall guy with glasses, and he would be the first to go. Damn.
And that guy, Hawkins, played by Shane Black, guy that wrote first couple Lethal Weapons, Last Boy Scout.
He wrote those movies?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Long Kiss Goodnight. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, wrote and directed the last Iron Man movie.
Damn, okay.
But, yeah, I fucking love Shane Black. I am a solid advocate of the Church of Shane Black making action movies and writing them, because he's so fucking good at it.
Yeah, I really...
Yeah, I didn't know any of that.
I thought that was a great, just a really funny character.
Yeah, he's a great... Like, just all of these characters. Sonny Landham, the guy that plays Billy the Indian dude.
Yeah.
Also a really cool character.
Yeah, what the fuck? He died, he just died.
I was like, what the fuck?
I was like, alright, here we go. This movie kept, like, I felt like there was, like, moments where I was like, alright, here we go, this is gonna be fucking dope. And then it's just like, nope, you don't get to see
him. Yeah, you don't get to see him have a knife fight with the Predator.
I was like, fuck.
Like, I feel like they didn't show you that because they didn't want to spoil that last, like, 20-minute action sequence of Schwarzenegger and the Predator fucking man-to-man.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is really... an amazing action sequence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the other cool things, this movie was used an alarming number in a screenwriting book that I had in college.
Okay.
Where it would just say it was like it was usually like going to examples of like showing and not telling, like as far as like writing out action scenes in your script. And like one of them was that chopper scene where like they're first going into the drop and like you just kind of like you get Hawkins telling the pussy jokes. Right. You've got Billy just being very stoic. Blaine, Jesse Ventura, just chewing tobacco and calling people faggots. But but you get a sense of those characters. And then there's the first chopper sequence when they touch down at the base in the very beginning. Bill Duke, who plays Mac, for whatever reason, wearing a suit when he shows up to... He knows he's going on a black op, but he shows up in a suit. And like each of those guys piles out of the helicopter one by one. And then you've got Arnold Schwarzenegger just propped up in the back, just lighting a cigar, just looking so fucking hard.
Yeah, I didn't even recognize him at first. I was like, is that fucking Arnold?
Yeah, like, it's just there in shadow. And that's such an amazing way to just, like, reveal, like, do, like, a slow build to show, like, your main character. And it's fucking awesome. And then, have you seen the episode of It's Always Sunny, where Mac and Dennis, like, make a big deal of watching Predator together?
That's one
of my favorite things. Like, it really is, like, when you look at it, it's kind of a bro movie. It really is.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Especially, like, that first time when Carl Weathers and Schwarzenegger run into each other. They grab hands and, like, they just... tight shot on their biceps bulging.
Yeah. It's so close to their biceps, and they just fucking start arm wrestling.
Yeah.
It's like a... It's like 10 seconds. Like, way longer than it should
be. It's super... The whole movie's really bro... It's like Dirty Dozen style, though. It's just... But it's just like Dirty Dozen steroided up for the 80s.
Well, there's even that moment after Jesse Ventura gets killed, when Bill Duke is, like, hunched over him, like, he takes one last drink out of his flask and then puts it down, and he says... Goodbye, bro. Except, like, that's the line. He says, goodbye, bro. His eulogy for his best friend.
That's fucking awesome, actually. Okay, I do redact anything I said negative. I fucking love this movie. I would fucking love this movie. The one thing about Bill Duke's character is that I noted, like, he's like, she's always shaving.
Yeah.
And then at the second time, like, when he actually breaks it, but when he's, like, shaving up to his temple. Like, he's shaving his whole fucking face.
Just all of it. And that's, like, that's such a crazy, like, that's his stress relief. Like, that's just his, like, he's just in the jungle.
Shaving
just...
with no shaving cream. Just
keeping it smooth.
Like, just all these guys are so fucking hard.
It's unbelievable.
One of the other things, like, I feel like really... text, like, that this was made in the 80s is right at the end of the movie, the very first thing, is we get like, the cast with, like, everyone gets, like, that 5-second shot where, like, you see their character and then it's, like, so-and-so played this. But it's them doing things that they didn't do in the movie.
Yeah.
So, like, they clearly says, like, hey, this is gonna be, like, the first thing in the credits. Let's just get you guys just, you know, having a good time. And Carl Weathers is just somebody throwing an MP5 to him and him just catching it just... Like, nodding to the camera and smiling.
And, like, smiling and nodding.
But that's such a staple, like, that genre. And it's really cool. And it's sadly a thing that you don't really see a lot anymore.
for sure. Yeah, yeah, it definitely, like, dated the piece. I mean, like, a lot of it is just, like, very 80s, like,
yeah,
bro, like, action movie. But, yeah, that ending with the credits. Was, and then it ends with Arnold Schwarzenegger still shot with, like, the credits calling up, like, yep, over his face.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta see Schwarzenegger.
It's a good flick. It's a good flick.
Some of the other stuff. Not nearly as pun heavy as most of his stuff.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
This, up there with the first two Terminators, probably the more serious action films he's done.
Yeah.
He says knock knock when he kicks the door down, right, and then he throws a machete into a dude and says stick around. Beyond that, he's so serious the whole movie.
I know, that was like literally in the middle. It was like those two puns, and I was like, alright, it's gonna be like full puns now. And then it's like, no, it's just those two puns.
It's just him being.
It's not. They're not even really puns because he throws a machete at a guy and says stick around. Yeah. Not, like not knife pun or machete pun. It's stick around.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely like that kind of quip.
Right.
Plus, like, and I like that he lets other guys have good, like good lines. Like,
yeah,
I ain't got time.
Oh,
to
I ain't got time. To please.
That's the venture. And then that's not my style. That you ain't got no style.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Carl Weathers, right? When yeah. they first meet, those are yeah. such great yeah. lines. So it's nice that they spread it around.
Yeah, like I said, it really is. Like, it's a great cast. It's not just the Arnold Schwarzenegger show. At least not yeah. till the very end.
Yeah. yeah, for sure.
What are some other thoughts you guys had?
I don't know. Did you have any more prompts?
I'm trying to think of.
I wasn't prepared to free talk.
Oh.
I think I said all my favorite things about it, though. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I really like about it.
Yeah, I think I came into it expecting it to be more like sci-fi, more like
yeah.
alien, like come aliens coming in. Because like the other like 80s alien movie I've seen is The Thing. I haven't seen Alien.
Yeah.
So I've seen The Thing, and that was like very like sci-fi heavy, them trying yeah. to figure out shit.
Oh,
and that's what
so
I kind of expected this to be more like that, like them trying to figure out how to track it or like how to
yeah.
like, find something out. But yeah. it's like, no, we're just gonna, ours was just like, no, we're just gonna fucking kill it. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, like it's very, like it's tangentially at best a sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
it's really just a fucking straight up action movie, mm. except the villain is an alien.
Right.
Like that's really the only sci-fi tie to it.
Yeah. Because they come in, it's just like a, yeah, it's just like a black ops mission where they're just gonna take out this.
Yeah, it seems like the start of like fucking Rambo or like Lone Wolf
yeah.
McQuaid or something like yeah, just yeah. some other general action movie, which I love when movies do that, when they start off like seeming like they're pretty much steeped in one genre
mm.
and then they pull a complete 180
mm.
yeah
with that, like From Dusk Till Dawn does that too
yeah.
yeah
where it's like, oh, this is a movie about bank robbers, oh no, vampires
right.
now
yeah
yeah,
and like most movies do shit like that and they suck, but this is definitely an example where that's not the case.
Right.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I came into it with a preconceived notion about it. Because I feel like I've seen, like, the middle section of this, like, a half hour of it or something, like, on TV, like,
yeah.
just randomly. And so I had, like, a semi-idea, I just saw, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger killing aliens
yeah.
in my head. And I just, I don't know, I didn't know what to expect.
balls to the wall action, for
yeah,
starters.
Apparently.
Close-ups on biceps.
Yeah.
That bicep shot
wrestling.
Is so funny.
They
stay on it for about 5 seconds.
Yeah. Which is like 4.5 seconds longer than that shot needs to run.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
There's some of the other stuff. Like, I never caught it before. They kind of try to explain the Predator, like, to a small degree. When Anna, the girl that they capture from the village,
mm.
or from the rebel, or the guerrilla base, whatever the fuck it is that they blow the shit out of, she's telling some story about how, like, when it was hot, like, a lot of the men in her village would turn up, like, skinned alive and shit. And then every time when it gets hot, like, it happens, and it's just like, it's very hot this summer. It's like,
they do that, don't they do that in Predator 2 as well? They talk about, because Predator 2 takes place in L.A.
Yeah, yeah, like
that
the
it's
hottest,
like, the hottest
like,
summer
yeah.
in L.A. in a while.
Which, I don't know if maybe that's like a thing of where it amplifies his thermal vision
yeah,
or something.
That really doesn't make a lot of sense as far
yeah.
as thermal vision goes.
Yeah, like, it does, like... But I mean, they like Justin's absolutely right. They definitely make that connection in the second one too, and when you see, like, with the exception of Alien versus Predator, which is set in like fucking Antarctica, which I mean, I don't think whoever wrote that did a lot of careful consideration of like the mythos of the Predator or anything.
I hate that movie. Like, it's such garbage. The second one I actually like
the second one's great.
I've never had such a discrepancy in like a sequel. Like the first one, I was like. done. This is the worst movie I've ever seen. The second one, I was like, I'll watch it. It was on, like, HBO. And I was like, this is solid. I really like this.
Yeah, so. Requiem is fucking great. But, like, but so in the three Predator films, there's, like, the first and third, Predator and Predator is both in fucking jungles. And then Predator 2 win what is essentially a concrete jungle, an urban jungle. So that kind of makes me think that, like, there's some kind of theme there. Just with the idea of, like, frontier, like, wilderness, like, just unexplored. And I think that's really kind of cool as an overarching thing. But then Alien vs. Predator shits the bed and has them in the fucking coldest place on Earth.
Yeah, it's also, like, they don't... That's the only movie where they explain, kind of, in detail that I remember.
Yeah.
Where they explain, like, why he blows himself up at the end.
Yeah.
And they make it this thing where, like, they go on this great hunt, and if they killed everything, good. And if they didn't kill everything, they'd be so ashamed.
Yeah, it's like that a they would, like,
kill themselves and, like, everything around them. So it was like, that was the only time they really explained it.
Yeah, like a whole seppuku thing. And that, like, that's kind of the idea I always got watching this one before Alien vs. Predator ever came out. And I think that's really weird, too. They're like, the Predator has all of these codes and rules.
Yeah.
Like, it kills itself if it's dishonored. It won't kill you if you don't have a weapon, apparently.
Right.
Yeah.
There's actually a really funny scene, and I don't want to spoil it too much for you, but there's a scene in Predator 2 where, since it's L.A. and since it's, like, kind of in the future, the Predator attacks a subway, and everyone in the train, civilians and everyone, is fucking packing a gun. So he kills everyone on the train except one of the cops, who also has a gun, but she's pregnant. And he sees, like, the little, like, baby thermal image in his vision or whatever.
Yeah,
so, like, she's the only survivor. So, like, he's got some kind of, like, code of honor, which is really bizarre.
Yeah. Okay. See, I feel like there's a lot more depth here than I originally saw. And I was just like, what the fuck is... Why is he not just killing these people? Like, because I assumed that it was like, oh, he's just going to try and take over all these humans.
Yeah.
But he's
just a sportsman.
It's, yeah. Okay. That helps so much more with...
But then also, like, but now it raises some questions, too. Like, there's a whole village of, like, 30, 40 fucking people. Why did he kill a helicopter of six dudes and not kill everyone in that, like, camp?
Right.
Well, it makes it seem like, based on some of the other movies, and I feel like you could kind of just draw it if you've only seen this one.
Yeah.
That he kind of is, like, looking, like... I think that's why the whole thing of them taking over that village, like, for the gorilla camp or whatever, is so important, because then it's like, he's basically, like, hunting the hunters. Like, he's
sets him up as worthy competition.
Right. So I think that's kind of his thing. Especially if they make that story about him skinning the villagers.
Yeah.
That couldn't have been hard. So he's probably, like, bored.
Yeah.
And he's probably finally some competition, you know?
But then, like, this is one of my only gripes with it. Then you jump, like, all the way to Predators. Like, why are they still hunting people at all? Like, clearly we're fucking easy marks for them.
Right.
Like, only
one got the best of them.
Yeah.
The whole time.
So
that we know of, I guess, but...
So, like, at what point, like... Yeah, it seems silly that
I don't know. People still hunt deer.
Yeah, for sure.
Deers are pretty
easy. Most of the people who hunt deer are... I wouldn't consider them great hunters by any stretch. Like,
they're not predator level hunters.
Yeah,
okay?
But there's got to be shitty predators. They can't all be awesome. Like,
those are the redneck predators that hunt the humans.
I got hunt humans. Like,
that's
why there's like a fucking tiger dinosaur thing on this other planet.
There's fucking aliens.
Yeah, that's what I say. The hillbilly predators hunt the humans, and then that's why I said it's like the 1%ers are the ones that hunt on the planet, because it's like, oh, we can't go to Earth. Like, but if you fence them in, we'll hunt them. Yeah,
well, it's like fox hunting.
Yeah,
we need to watch Predator 2, not necessarily for the podcast, but so that we can do Predators at some point in the future. Because Predators is seriously so fucking good. Like, Predators, honestly, might be my favorite out of all three of them.
Can I ask one question?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I've thought of this, and you can chime in with only seeing the one, I think, but then also Dustin with knowing all of it. Sure. But I think anyone could answer this, just seeing at least one. So do you think that the Predator is a species of, like it's like a race of thing? It's like a species? So, like... Again, like, we're kind of touching on that, and something I always thought about. Like, do they all hunt, like that, or is it like you go there and there's guys that look like the Predator,
they're like, they're just like the doctor or the plumber,
but and there's, or is that like, are they like wolves, kind of like advanced wolves, where it's like they're just so aggressive that they all do that? They might have some specialization on their planet, but they all are just really rabid, or is these are just like the Arnold Schwarzeneggers of their planet?
But, I mean, that's a great question. There's the one scene in this first Predator where you actually see him after the Predator gets wounded, where he's like operating on himself, like he's doing like advanced like field combat first aid that like you would see a military person do. So that makes me wonder: is like maybe they're just trained that well, or maybe they literally like they have to know how to do everything.
Well, I mean, they have to have somebody to develop that technology.
Exactly, you know, like that's the thing,
too. And guns and shit. They have to have some sort of scientist or something.
That's why I think it's likely that there's a certain sect that does the
hunting. Just like the hunters?
Because there's they have a lot of gear, so it doesn't make it seem like they're naturally good at killing.
Yeah.
It's just like they're kind of good at it. Like, they have that streak in them, but they have like a lot of gear to help them. So that makes it more seem kind of like not a natural state. Because, like, aliens, like, they're all alien-y, you know? They just kind of, like, attack you like an animal, like a bear or something.
Yeah.
But the Predator's more like a thinker.
There's, there's definitely
and then when he wants to hunt,
there.
He gets, like, his gear. So there's probably guys that are just like, nah, I don't hunt. I just kind of, like, hang out.
Yeah.
But, like, my brother does. Like, he goes to the planet, like, once a year. Like, if you go, if you want to, I can tell him about you.
Yeah, I'm that makes take sense. like, it's something that I'd actually love to see them explore. Because, like, they've talked about doing, a follow-up to Predators with the same guy directing, which I would be so on board for, because Predators is so fucking good. But, like, where they explored more of, like, the quarry planet that they're on in that movie. And like, stuff like that. That's shit that I would honestly be okay with them answering.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes, like, if you look too close, like, it kind of cracks it and, like, ruins it for you. But, like, this, I genuinely want to know.
In my head, it was, like, they're just, like, a different, they're just, like, humans, kind of. And, like, some of them are just, like, hunters, and that's what they do. And some, but there's also, like you said, like, doctors, and there's writers. I don't know. It just felt like it was, like, a human society.
I mean, there has to be, like, especially, like, later on, like, over the movies, like, you see, like, their spaceships and shit, and there's, like, this fucking guy, like, shoots things with this little, like, fucking sniper laser thing. How do you build a spaceship?
I don't know. I would like to see, unless, like, because we were talking, like, we don't know whether that planet and Predators is, like, a Predator planet, or if it's, like, a hunting planet they use. But I think if you want to take it up to the next level for, like, a sequel, I would like to see that we're back on Earth or something. Everyone's like, where'd Adrian Brody go? and it's like, I don't know, man. We had that thing in the jungle and that thing in L.A. I think there's a Predator race that's calling me. And, like, so we're in the future, so we could travel space, and then we go to their Predator planet, and that's what we see. We see, like, how their society is.
And
we maybe try to
bring
eradicate
the hunt to them.
Right. Exactly. That's what I'm thinking would be a good, like, up the ante / explore their society. Actually go to their planet.
That'd be fucking badass. And again, like, I think one of the things that sets Predator and Predators apart from Predator 2 is, like, they've got an ensemble. Like, I mean, it obviously boils down to one person by the end of it, but across the movie, it's, like, an entire team, whereas in Predator 2, it's really just Danny Glover and Bill Paxton, like, every now and then. And I think that you get more mileage out of this concept when you have multiple personalities, multiple people involved in that.
Sure. I agree.
Let's just write the next Predator.
Got it fucking down. Dude. We're going to the other planet, bringing the hunt to them. That's the tagline.
Bringing the hunt down, dude.
Predators, the attack of the humans.
Yeah.
That's what I would name it.
Predators, attack of the humans. I don't even know why I thought of this. It's just something really funny I saw. Like, Alien vs. Predator came out, and, like, it was referred to as AVP for, like, the longest time. I don't remember. I think it was maybe an improv team was called this or something. Somebody funny posted. But it was just a tagline. It was just a title. And all it was Alien versus Predator versus Brown versus Board of Education. and I just popped into my head, like, just talking about, like, all these choices. Like, I would love to see, like, somebody do, like, a 5-minute sketch and just explore that stupid, weird
that
thing.
Stupid idea.
Yeah. It's just, like, that dumb thing. It was like, oh, we really only had the one joke. It was like, you put the Predator in a fucking suit and you put him in a fucking courtroom because this is going down.
You got gold.
Alien versus Predator versus Kramer versus Kramer.
Oh, man. That'd be so good, too. Alien versus Predator versus Joe versus the volcano.
Yeah.
One of the other things I love about this movie, I just thought of it, in Arrested Development, every time they mention Carl Weathers, they show the clip of Predator of him getting his arm shot.
That's why I knew I know that from somewhere. I've seen that like 100 times before.
And they use it so many times on that show. Like at least I think 5 or 6 times in the first season. It's just like, and there was Carl Weathers, Predator clip, arm shot.
It's pretty great. It was, it really, yeah. Because I saw that scene coming, and I was like, I know I've seen this somewhere. And it's Arrested Development of just like him getting his arm shot off, and then he just died. That's the thing about this movie is that all the action heroes, it wasn't like some big epic battle where like Carl Weathers had his moment and like the Indian guy had his moment. It was just like, nope, they're Bill Duke just head blown up.
Carl Weathers should have had a better career.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like even like Dolph Lundgren had like a good straight to DVD career.
Yeah,
and some other like decent like action flicks.
Well, and he's even hit a resurgence.
Yeah,
lately.
I think Carl Weathers deserved that.
I think so too. Yeah, because I mean, obviously he's fucking great in all the Rocky movies he's in.
Yeah.
And then what was it? I'm trying to, was it Action Jackson? Them right?
I don't know.
That was him because it's not Billy Dee Williams. But
those are the two.
But yeah, but then like what like Carl Weathers, he had Arrested Development, which like great show, but like clearly kind of like making fun of like his
status. Like a parody of himself,
right?
And then even in like Happy Gilmore when he pops up as Chubbs, but yeah, like he didn't really get his due. Like I don't know how they didn't get him for one of the Expendables movies.
Right. Maybe he didn't want to, I guess. Because I think he could have.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Like, I can't even think of anything he's done since Arrested Development. Like, I'm sure there's probably been something, but.
Yeah.
That's weird. And like, some of these guys, like, Jesse Ventura had a pretty good run, like, up until he became governor, pretty much. Because he was in Demolition Man, was like one of the big heavies in that.
Yeah.
Was he in Running Man?
I don't remember.
I feel like he was, but like he had a lot of shit like that where like he would pop up in movies. So like for being a fucking wrestler, I think he did all right with a movie career for like a 10-year stretch.
Yeah, and now he's conspiracy theorist guy.
Yep. Now he's just fucking batshit insane. Sonny Landham, the guy that played Billy, killed himself, I guess, like in the 90s, I want to say. Is unfortunate because he's fucking great in this. I don't know if he was in anything else.
I don't remember him in anything.
I feel like he was, but like nothing on the level of Predator.
Right.
Sure. And the guy that played Poncho, Richard Chavez, I think. Never seen him in anything else, but I want to, because that was a cool character.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Bill Duke just constantly in shit.
Yeah, he's like, in everything.
He's in Commando, another one of my favorite. Schwarzenegger, which is totally over the top and not nearly
Commando,
someone on the level of a Predator.
Commando is kind of silly, but it's pretty
Commando's very silly, but it's entertainingly silly.
Yeah.
And Schwarzenegger had a couple of those for a while. But then, like, Dan and I were talking about it, right before we started, where Schwarzenegger, late 90s, he kind of hit that point where he wasn't even doing, like, fun, bad stuff. It was, like, End of Days and The Sixth Day. And
Sixth Day was so bad.
Yeah, it was awful. It was one of the worst
days
things I've ever seen.
I don't know if I've seen all of it, or I remember seeing, like, the end of it. He, like, fights the...
Yeah. End of Days, the best part of End of Days is Schwarzenegger yelling at Gabriel Byrne playing the devil, "You're a fucking choir boy compared to me." Like that's it. That's the best part of that movie. And it's
just
YouTube that clip. There's no reason to sit through End of Days.
I didn't mind Eraser.
Eraser I liked. Eraser
was solid.
Eraser came, I want to say Eraser was probably the last one before he hit that stretch of just not good stuff. Because Terminator 3 falls in that stretch too. And like I own Terminator 3.
I think it's okay.
Yeah, I didn't hate Terminator 3.
It's okay. I think the frustrating part for me with Terminator 3, it's not even anything to do with him. It's the fact that, like, they just keep invalidating, like, the mythos of John Connor.
Right.
Like, oh, we stopped Judgment Day. Wait, something else happens. Like, how many times do you have to travel back in time? Like, we already let it slide that Kyle Reese went back to save Sarah Connor... to save John Connor, but then fucked Sarah Connor to make John Connor, but John Connor told her, what? Yeah. What happened?
Dude, that was only saved by how awesome Terminator 2 was.
Exactly,
but
yeah.
But then Terminator 3 was like, oh, we could do that again, right? And it's like, nah, because you're not as good.
Yep.
You know, you have to make it make more sense if you're not going to be as good.
Yeah, I mean, I still enjoy it. I own it. Salvation is the only one that I do not own.
Salvation was alright.
I heard that was okay. I never saw it, but
I wouldn't hate Salvation so much if it hadn't put the focus on Sam Worthington, who is just a dog shit actor. Sam Worthington is the guy you get when you need a blank slate, but you can't get, like, a Hugh Jackman or a Statham or a fucking Damon or whoever else to, like, be in your shitty action movie. But Sam Worthington is so vanilla.
Mick G sucks. He directed that, right?
Yeah, also.
That's, like, the only thing he's made that I thought was decent. But it was still not great.
Yeah,
but like
not.
The Charlie's Angels movies, did he do all of them?
He did both of them. Yeah.
Oh, ugh. What else has he done? I know it's mostly bad.
Other.
I
garbage.
Get really upset whenever I see his name attached to something.
Yeah. Well, and that's the frustrating. Because
they give him like some good properties and ideas sometimes, yeah. And I'm like, oh man.
Well, and he's working in the best, like the most interesting part of the Terminator timeline, which is the future.
Yeah.
Like the thing that we've only been teased about in the first three movies, where it's like, in the future, there's a war between humans and machines. Show me that fucking war, because that sounds really cool. And then they do, and then you see parts of it, and you're like, wow, this is really awesome. But then it sucks, because, oh, Sam Worthington is your main character throughout the entire thing.
Yeah. One note about Bag. I was actually surprised at Arnold's acting in this.
He's very good.
Yeah, I was not, like, there's a couple times where he's, like, a little mechanical, like, just like how, you know, he is as an actor, really. But, like, I was actually, for the most part, like, buying into his character, and, like, his acting was surprisingly
Yeah, solid. Like honestly, I think Predator is probably, like, his best, like, not that this is a strictly dramatic film, but it's certainly not, like, in line with his comedies. Like, this is probably the best dramatic acting he does is in the first two Terminators and Predator.
Sure, yeah.
And he's really good. I also think Schwarzenegger is really underrated as a comedy actor.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, oh, well, what about Jingle All the Way? It's like, what about Jingle All the Way? It's a dog shit movie saved by Arnold Schwarzenegger being fucking hilarious the entire time. Like, if that movie was made with literally anybody but Schwarzenegger in the lead role, I would not care.
Kindergarten Cop has some tonal issues, but I like that movie.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, I think it's underrated.
Yeah, definitely.
I think one of his best lines in the history of his movies is, I'm the potty pooper.
Yes, yeah, when he shows up in the very beginning. Yeah. Like, that's so good. Twins is fucking great.
I haven't seen Twins since I was, like, a child. I remember watching them with my dad when I was, like, 8. I don't remember anything about it.
He's so funny in Twins because he played, like, I mean, he's still playing, like, the strong big dude, but he's playing, like, essentially the premise is him and Danny DeVito are genetically, like, engineered, essentially, and DeVito's, like, whatever, with his genetic material went wrong, so he ended up, like, you know, Danny DeVito. Okay. But Schwarzenegger's, like, this physical specimen, but he's also smart as shit in that movie.
Oh, okay.
So it's not him being, like, just, like, fucking man-beef murder machine. Like, there's a point where a dude drives by on a motorcycle and tries to, like, steal his briefcase. He holds the briefcase, and, like, the dude gets yanked off his motorcycle and flies. This dude runs up. He's like, what the hell did you do? His response, I did nothing. The pavement was his enemy. and he has so many great lines in that movie. But
all right, I'll rewatch that one.
Yeah, Twins is worth it. I own it. I have the Arnold Comedy Collection. the 3-pack with Twins, Junior, and Kindergarten Cop.
Oh, yeah. Junior is bad, though.
Junior's bad, but he also has some really funny lines, especially when you consider that he went on to become a Republican politician. One of my favorite is a scene where he is dressed in drag to blend in at, like, a pregnant mother's center. I don't even remember what the setup is, but his response is just this very, like he would in an action movie. He looks at whoever says it to him and just goes, my body, my choice. And it's so fucking great. And that movie's got like all the, like so many little moments like that that make it worth watching. But it definitely, definitely not as good as it could be.
Have you seen the trailer for the new Arnold Schwarzenegger movie? I don't know what it's called.
I have not yet. I saw something like on Yahoo Movies for it.
Dope as shit.
I'm on board.
Let's go watch it together when it comes
out.
All three of us.
I just downloaded Escape Plan, which we need to watch.
I haven't seen it yet. I also downloaded it. Well, I'll watch it soon. We may watch it together because I haven't seen it yet. I'll save myself for you.
All right,
dude, watch it. It's called The Stand or Stand Up.
Last Stand.
Last Stand? Is that it?
Wait, that was the last
one. No, that was the last one. I don't know what this one's called at all, but they released a Red Band trailer like a few days ago, and it's amazing. It's by the guy who did End of Watch. Did you guys see End of Watch?
No, but I heard Jake Gyllenhaal. Really,
it is good. Oh, it is on Netflix. It is good. Check it out. This isn't like found footage, but you can see some stylistic kind of things. Very gritty.
Yeah.
Cool. Looks good.
Nice.
He plays like a drug guy, and the cartel thinks he stole money, but he didn't, so they start killing his team.
Yes, I have seen that trailer. I can't think of what it's called, but I know what you're talking about.
Actually. Their trailer came out a little bit ago. They just released a Red Band one.
Yeah, I think I saw it. Lots of fucks. I saw it at the beginning when I saw Homefront, the last Statham movie.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Was that one good?
That was worth watching. Definitely not as action heavy as it should be.
Yeah. That was written by Stallone, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Based on a book, if I remember right. Cool. We're over time. Do any of you guys have anything else to say before we wrap it up?
I love this movie. Now. I changed my mind.
Yay!
I thought it was going to be a sci-fi movie. It's like an action movie. I get it. I'm on board. Watch out for the new Predators movie we're writing.
Awesome. Cool. All right. Thanks, Justin Golak, for co-hosting this with me. Thanks, Dan King, for popping by and watching Predators and loving the shit out of it. We're going to wrap this up, and we're going to watch that fucking Schwarzenegger Red Band trailer. Thanks. We'll see you next time.
Join us next time when I take Mike Kolar and Lauren Benkast to the 1987 sci-fi action classic RoboCop, directed by Paul Verhoeven, starring Peter Weller and a very, very badass Red Foreman. If you like the podcast, check us out, like the page on Facebook, subscribe to us on iTunes, leave a review, send any comments, questions for the show to howhaveyounotseenthispodcast@gmail.com, and we'll catch you next time.